Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. MI1 Network.
KSHBOT.
CNN Network.
KSHFSO. Good morning. And do you happen to know what that new network is attached to the call sign?
This is KSHBOT. I believe it was the Central Emergency or Central Michigan Emergency Network. It's a backup linked network which handles a lot of the like Mount Pleasant down through a pretty decent distance down south in Michigan.
Yeah, it has come across on the Central Michigan Network for Detroit Repeater, too, but I've just never heard it, you know, when it calls out to KC8LPS, I've never heard it attach itself to it. That's cool, though.
Yeah, I've just heard it the last day or two, but, yeah, it is all good. It's a decent link network, so... And it's got good interoperability, so it's not too bad, especially this early in the morning. I'm Eric out of Holly, just heading to Ann Arbor for some appointments.
Hey, copy that. I'm Chad. I'm out of Downriver, headed to Livonia. I've looked up the CMN network and the IRA network. I got them all programmed into my radio, but they must have just added LPS to the CMN network. I'm moving back across the other side of the state, so I needed a repeater system that I could get back over here on, and I've been using those too. And if they really did add it to the thing, that's great for me, because then I can talk to my buddy.
Absolutely. I like what I'm able to ping on the western side of the state and on the network, and every now and then I'll even, you know, when the propagation gods are good, I can even ping off some of the repeaters to deal with the northern Michigan link.
I think the farthest north I've got response from so far is Flint, Grand Rapids. I haven't really got any responses from anybody farther north. They're probably sleeping in.
I wish I was this morning. The alarm came way too early. KF8BOT.
Yeah, I got about 5 or 6 more days of work over here before I go to the other side of the state there. I'm kind of in wind-down mode, so I'm not overly ambitious in the morning. KF8SO.
Yeah, I work up at the National Cemetery in Holly, and so most mornings I'm still awake this early, but not quite moving just yet. So I have 5 years and about 6 months left till I retire, and I'm kind of really looking forward to that. Over.
Well, that's an honorable job. Yeah, we go up there usually once or twice a year in the summer on the motorcycles. It's quite a place to see. There's one, the one in Florida, over by Ocala, not Ocala, by Mayaca. When I go down and see my buddy down there, we go out to that one too. And it's just something about going to them that really humbles the guy.
You got that right. I've been there about 9 years now, and I still feel the same way every morning drive when I take that turn in. And you know, after a whole lifetime of work, yeah, I finally work at a job that I really truly enjoy. Well, hey sir, I am gonna stop and get some coffee. You have a great rest of your drive and have a good day. This is KF8BOT.
They got everybody they need, so we missed out on that. But.
Yeah, we have actually a pretty dedicated group of bikers that come out for a lot and escort a lot of the services, and those are some great guys. They're good people. They're good people to work with. But I am going to stop in and get some coffee. So I will say 73, and you have a safe drive up to Livonia. KF8BOT.
I copy that. Have yourself a good day. KF8SSO 73. KF8FSO, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I just headed home from work. Let's see, it gets kind of warmer today, 26.
It's almost time to break out the sandals.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, unless you're a flip-flop kind of guy. Yeah, I'm almost to work. Had yesterday off and kind of back to the grind today. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I wanted to go to that swap Saturday, and I don't know. I'll have to talk to this guy on day shift. He lives in Livonia, and ask them, like, how long it takes them to get to work and stuff. Yeah, because it's over in Livonia. Anyway, I was only going over there looking for some cord. I wanted to change out the cord of my my iambic Morse code key.
I didn't know there was a spot this weekend. You know where it's at in Livonia or anything about it or where I can find the info? Because I haven't bought my HF radio yet. Might be a good time to look into that.
Yeah, it's on Saturday. I think 8 till noon. 8 till noon. I don't know exactly where in Livonia, but it's a Livonia Amateur Radio Club. So that's, the easiest thing to do is go to the league, the ARRL.org, and look on there for swaps and conventions and stuff like that. You got to put in your zip code and select like 25 miles from my zip code or 50 miles. They give you a range, and that'll bring up how many swaps are like coming up in the month of February, maybe early March.
Yeah, I'll look it up. Might be a way to save a few bucks anyway to get me started. My buddy recommended that ICOM 7300, so I've been kind of thinking about that, but, you know, when it comes to them radios like that, I don't know one from the other, what's better, good, best, worst, you know, all that crap, and then what kind of antenna I need to go with it, and, you know, I still haven't learned anything about HF other than I got my license, you know, but, Maybe there'll be somebody there that won't take advantage of me and help me pick out something worthwhile.
Yeah, 7300's a good radio. Yeah, that's for sure. Let's see, probably like NFED, you get NFED antenna. That's probably the easiest thing to put up. You would need a lot of coax and... But you have a lot of wire going away from your house out to some tree or whatever you're going to anchor it, anchor the end set, the end section of the antenna. Because basically that's all it is. Most of your end sets are like about 65 feet of wire from the balun, the transformer network where you hook up your coax. To where you tie it off at a tree somewhere.
Yeah, I gotta look at the house. I don't have any trees on my property directly, but I got some beside me, and I'm sure the neighbor would be okay, but I'd have to ask first. But I do have a shed out back, and I was telling Matt that I could probably just put a little pole up on that to hold the wire up and run it from my house to the shed, you know, up in the air, so.
Oh, okay, KG8HZ. Yeah, Menards, I don't know if it's still going on. I went there a day or two ago, and I bought a couple dozen of them. They've got these yellow, they're kind of like yellow Velcro things. They're about a foot long, and, they're kind of handy if you have a fiberglass jack kite type pole. I've got one. It's like 31 feet long. And basically you just can use that Velcro to hold the wire up against the fiberglass pole so that you get like, you know, vertical, you can get a vertical fat arrangement. Anyway, they got them on sale right now. They're like 69 cents a piece.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Yeah, if I put a little pole on the house and a little pole on the shed there, I should be able to get that antenna 20, 25 feet off the ground. Hopefully that's enough to get that going. But well, maybe if you make it to the swamp, holler or something, maybe I'll see you there. I know obviously we had never met, so I don't know what you look like, but I just made it to the work establishment, so I got to go in there and try to make a couple nickels. So, have a good day, and, well, your day's over. You're going home. Have a good rest, and KF8 FSO 73.
Yep, I don't have to go in until 10, and it's, but it's three more 12s for this week. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But Saturday, I'm going to see if I can get that day shifter from Livonia, see if he can cover me. I can leave an hour early or something. 7-3, and have a good day. KG8-8-7.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. This is the CMN Network, MI-1. CMN Network, UHF. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. CMN Network, MI-1. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees.
WD8KLL.
MI-1 Network.
KF8FQW. Radio check.
Didn't catch the call sign, but this is Whiskey Delta 8 Kilo Lima Lima returning.
Copy that. This is KF8FQW. I just turned the power down on the rig here. I was just trying to see if I could still hit the KB8GZ repeater.
KF8FQW. Yeah, you're making her loud and clear, full fighting.
Copy that. Thank you. KF8FQW, clear.
Yeah, no problem. KF8FQW, WD8KLL will be clear and listening.
Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 25 degrees. CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. This is the CMN Network, MI1.
NAWCB monitor.
CMN Network, UHF. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 30 degrees. CMN Network, MI1. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 30 degrees. MI1 Network. Flynn 600. Time out. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. CMN Network.
K8RUH, Wally, are you hearing me? Seems like we lost Warren FBI.
This is the CMN Network, MI1. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. clear. 29 degrees. CMN Network, UHF.
CFA, FSO, monitoring.
Can I get a quick radio check, KF8 FMG?
KF8 FSO, you're loud and clear here. I'm over by the Dearborn High School.
Thank you, sir. KF8 FMG clear.
Buy yourself a damn new truck. Fucking lease one. But anyway, yeah, about that. Oh, whoops, wrong radio. Sorry about that.
CMN Network, MI1. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 27. MI1 Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 24 degrees. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI1. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 22 degrees. CMN Network, UHF.
WNFSM Mobile, Holly.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 20 degrees. CMN Network, MI1.
Kilo Delta 3, Bravo Golf Delta monitoring.
MI1 Network. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 18 degrees.